This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. When the leaders of the G7 nations meet today in Britain, two priorities will be leading the world out of the pandemic and energizing the global economy. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
At the G7 summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced the seven wealthiest countries in the world will share 1 billion doses of vaccines with places like Africa, Asia, South and Central America, and others, trying to speed up the global pandemic recovery. It follows President Joe Biden's announcement that the U.S. would donate 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine over the next year.
We're going to help lead the world out of this pandemic, working alongside our global partners.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Now to the nation's aging roads, highways, and bridges. But that's just part of what President Biden wants to address in an infrastructure plan. A bipartisan group of senators has now come up with a plan that may or may not fly. Here's our Mike Gracia.
A 10-member bipartisan group of senators working to craft an infrastructure deal moved forward Thursday, arriving at a compromise framework. The proposed package, which could still be subject to change, would cost $974 billion over 5 years, or $1.2 trillion if spread over 8 years, according to a person familiar with the negotiations who spoke to the Associated Press. In a joint statement, the negotiators said this investment would be fully paid for and not include tax increases. But Senator John Tester of Montana conceded to reporters,
"I think there's going to be challenges for both Republicans and Democrats."
Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Justice Department under former President Trump reportedly seized records of some House Democrats from Apple as part of a crackdown on leaks related to the Russia investigation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls it harrowing. This is AP News. Our Jennifer King's got word of how much a new Alzheimer's drug will cost patients and taxpayers. Here's her report.
A new drug that's been shown to reduce clumps of plaque in the brain could become the most costly medication covered by Medicare. Aduhelm from drug maker Biogen is the first new Alzheimer's medication in nearly 20 years. The company's priced the intravenous medication at $56,000 a year. A new analysis from the Kaiser Family Foundation says the cost of the drug would raise Medicare premiums broadly, and that some older patients could be looking at co-payments of about $11,500 annually. Medicare hasn't made a formal determination on covering Aduhelm. The Kaiser report estimated that if just 500,000 Medicare recipients are prescribed the drug, it'll cost the program nearly $29 billion a year. The drug has sparked controversy over its price tag and questionable benefits. Several members of an FDA advisory panel that opposed the drug resigned over the agency's decision to approve it. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.